Lesson number 12. God's care in stress and storm. By studying Psalm 91. Psalm 90, in the heading, is written by Moses. There are some students of the Bible who believe that Psalm 91 was also written by Moses. But there is no definite proof of this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty, say of the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. These two verses contain four names of God: Most High, Almighty, Jehovah, and Elohim. When we studied John 17, Revelation 14, we came across the name of God in their forehead. For many, many years, I have been interested in the various names of God. In fact, I have written a book called His Name is Wonderful, in which 23 of those names are brought to our notice. In the appendix, I've listed hundreds. I think we Seventh-day Adventists who have the name of God in our foreheads prophetically ought to study what those names of God mean. Most High has to do with highest among like. You don't compare a camel with a mountain. You compare a camel with a camel, or a mountain and a mountain. When you compare the Most High God, how can there be a Most High God? Now, Jesus asked the Pharisees, why did David, under inspiration, say, ye are gods? The Most High, through the incarnation, makes us partakers of the divine nature. We thought about this in 2 Peter chapter 1. Promises that make us partakers of the divine nature. The incarnation, the humanity of Christ, makes the union of the saint with his Savior God intimate and complete. This is the secret of El Elyon. Abide under the shadow of El Shaddai, the mighty breasted one, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast. A revelation of the maternity, the femininity of deity. Come close to him. Lean on his breast. Put your head upon his heart. The one who enters into the secret of El Elyon shall abide under the shadow of El Shaddai. He will say of Yahweh, the eternal, self-existing, I am that I am, I am that I am. I cause to be what I cause to be. I am the same in the yesterdays, today, and forever. He is the criterion. He is the judge. I will say of Yahweh, He is my refuge and my fortress, unchanging, impregnable, immovable. My Elohim, from the word Olah, to make a covenant, the mighty promise keeper, the mighty covenant maker. I will say of Him, I can trust Him. So as we think of these four magnificent names, like beacons in these two verses, they come into our minds with power. The incarnation makes it possible for us to share His nature. Under the shadow, the wings of El Shaddai, we can find refuge and abide. In Yahweh, we can be certain of our refuge and fortress. And in the covenant maker, we trust. Now in the time of trouble, He is our refuge. He will deliver from the fowler, from the pestilence. He will cover with his feathers, as a hen covers her young. How often would I have gathered thee? We may rest under the wings of the Shekinah. Under his feathers, under his wings, we may trust. His truth, thy word is truth. Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. We are to preach the truth. Shall be my shield and buckler. When I read that, I get a picture of old Elder Spicer, with his twinkling blue eyes and cherubic face and gray hair, holding up the Bible before his heart and moving it hither and yon and saying, when the fiery darts are thrown at me, I can shield myself with his word. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. When somebody suggests something to you, always ask very simply and pleasantly, got a text? They claim that Christ is coming in when? 1988? 1994? 1996? Got a text? The truth shall be our shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Anything that goes at night is suspicious. It's the works of darkness. And the sun of righteousness is not shining. The arrow that flieth by day, the pestilence, the plagues that fall, that walk in darkness, the destruction that wastes at noonday. Molly and I read those verses while we were huddling in air raid shelters during the Second World War, repeated them over and over again. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Today these promises mean little. But when the bombs are going off, or the shells are sounding round us, and we are in the pitch dark of a blacked out air raid shelter, or under the staircase as we used to sit, then they become pretty vivid. And you go into cities and see destruction came in the darkness, then these words really become vivid in my mind, in our minds. Now notice what the Lord promises in verse 9. Because thou hast made Jehovah, who is my refuge, even the Most High, El Elyon, thy habitation. See, he repeats verses 1 and 2. Because you have understood, because you have come in and done this, because your relationship to God is intelligent, you don't think that all these names of God are interchangeable. They never appear out of context. If you will stop in every context and think about them, the light of that name will illumine that context. Because you have made Jehovah your refuge, and the Most High your habitation, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Now let me stress again the these in verse 10. Now if you get some modern versions, if you get the New King James, they've changed these into yous, which distresses me a bit. Thee is singular. It's personal. It's one of a kind. I use this example many times. Jesus said, Satan, Simon, Simon, Satan hath obtained you by asking, you, but I have prayed for thee. You is all the disciples. He obtained them by asking, just like he obtained Job by asking. But Christ, as our high priest, as our redeemer, says, I have prayed for thee, personal, intimate, one. And so, because thou, individually, we have made Jehovah my refuge, El Elyon my habitation, no evil shall befall thee. The stress here is personal, individual relationship with Jesus Christ through his word. Keep thee from evil, any kind of evil. Neither shall any plague, seven last, come nigh thy dwelling. He, that is God, shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. You will remember that when Satan quoted these words to Jesus Christ, he left out "in all thy ways." That's very important. There are many ways that are not our ways, that God has for us. They are ways of our own devising. What does God want us to do? God didn't want Christ to jump. Angels won't keep us if we go our own way. But if we are doing the ways that the Lord wants us to do. Remember Paul on the Damascus Road said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And the Lord told him. In Philippians chapter 3, at the end of his life, he said, "This one thing I do." He's told me the one thing to do. That is the one thing for me. And the one thing for me may not be the one thing for you. The Lord has your ways that he's marked out. He has my ways that are marked out. And as long as we are doing the Lord's ways for us, he will send his angels to take charge of us. "They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Molly and I were driving back from Manila some years ago towards Tagaytay, the way to the seminary. And just after Carmona, the road climbs a little hill and makes a sharp turn. It's flat, there are rice paddies each side, and there are some trees, and you make a sharp turn and rise a few hundred feet. As we came off the flat and were beginning to turn and arrived into the middle of this complete turn, narrow road, pitch dark, I suddenly saw in my headlights a truck. No backlights, no indication, standing in front of me like a barn door. And just as suddenly as I saw it, I felt as if the car had been picked up and moved right by the side of the truck. Nothing I did that I can remember. But I was on this totally blind, pitch-dark road, side by side with this huge truck. Past it, nothing met. And Molly and I spoke to each other in the darkness, "The angel of the Lord. Keep thee in all thy ways. Bear thee up." Then he goes on to say, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder." The devil is a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. He is the serpent, that old serpent called the devil. Thou shalt tread upon him. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. "Because he has set his love upon me," Jesus says, "I will deliver him, set him on high. He has known my name." Here again, name. "He shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble such as never was since there was a nation. I will deliver him, honor him." How? "With eternal life and show him my salvation." This psalm is a wonderful psalm for the people of God who are living in the very last days. Let's read it. Let's study it. Let's get its details carefully in our minds. Let us trust it. Peter must have had something like this in his mind when he said, "They are given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might become partakers of the divine nature, and then, ultimately, partakers of the glory that is set before us." Every detail of this psalm applies to us in these last days. We are looking forward to a time of trouble. We are entering the time of trouble. We have been looking forward to the seven last plagues. Sometimes we almost think that we are ending them. We've been looking forward to the signs, the sea and the waves and the storm and the rain and the earthquake and the pestilence and the wars. We are in them. "Because thou hast made the Lord thy refuge, nothing will come upon thee. I will keep thee. I will honor thee."
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries have been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.